Welcome to the LifeLink Church Podcast. We hope you hear something that will make a difference in your everyday life. If there is anything we can do to be a bigger part of God's plan for your life, then please email us at info@lifelinkchurch.com and let us know. Now prepare your hearts to hear God's word to you today.
How are you this morning? I'm sure you're doing amazing after that amazing worship service. Wasn't that powerful this morning? So glad that each and every one of you are here. My name is Pastor Cherie. If you're new or if you just joined us online, we want to say welcome. And I want to just say it's so good to be in the house. My husband, Pastor Dave, and I absolutely love to be here at LifeLink. No other place would we rather be but right here. And you're like, yeah, that's because it's your job. No, it's not my job. It's my calling. And I love it. I love it. And so I love to be around the family. And those of you that it's your first time here, I'm so glad. Welcome to the living room. In fact, that's what we are all about today. We're wrapping up our series called The Family Table. And as you can see, we have a table out here today, and I absolutely love the table, and we're going to talk about that today. We're going to talk about it, so you may want to take some notes, but I would actually keep your eyes on the platform. You know why? Because there's going to be a lot of illustration today. I am one of those people that is a visual person. How many of you can see things, and it's like, oh, I got it. Somebody could say it 1,000 times, but if you show it to me, it makes an impact. So today, that's what we're doing. And so keep your eyes up and open and your hearts open. Are y'all ready to jump right in? Okay. Father, we love you and thank you for who you are. Thank you that you are in the midst of us today. We give you this time for you to speak to our lives, to motivate us, challenge us, God, to just move in our hearts. Help us to be more like you. Lord, we are open. Take, Lord, this message and move it into the ways that each individual can hear. So we give you this time in Jesus' name, and everybody said amen. Look at somebody and say, I can't wait. Actually, do y'all mind if I just pull up a chair, sit at the table? I just love this. You know, I absolutely love tablescapes. I'm one of those people. I'm not much of the cook in the kitchen, but if you come to the table, I'll make it look nice. So what I do at Thanksgiving and at Christmas, and some of y'all are going to go, what a shame. But let me just say, my family's well fed, amen? And I love to order all the food, but then it comes to my house and I set it out as if I'm the one that really made it, right? And I love making people feel at home. In fact, we're talking about the table. We're going to talk about table. Everybody say the table. Now, because we're in step 4 of our growth track, if you've been following along with us all through the month of May, we had decided, the Holy Spirit said, I want you to take all of the congregation through our growth track, which is a 4-week actual step process of getting to know God, of finding your place here about LifeLink, discovering who you are, and then jumping in. And so over this month, if you've missed any of the services, you just go back and check them out, because it's so amazing how that everyone is catching hold of vision. And not just vision for the house, but vision for themselves. Because if you were here last week, you heard Pastor Josh talk about discovering who you are. And how many of you were able to take those assessments through the week? Maybe you texted that number. Yeah? Awesome. Our DISC profile, our spiritual giftings test. And see, you probably have come today already going, I know, or I've got a better picture of knowing of what God's called me to with ministry within the church, mission in the world. Everybody say ministry in the church, mission in the world. So because we're in step four, our ushers are at the back and they're going to start passing out to you our connection card. This just lets us know that you were here today, and we can put it in our database of saying, yay, I completed step four. And so just as they are passing those out, just fill that out at the front, at the top, I'm sorry. And at the end of service, our ushers are going to be at the doors. You can drop that in. And for those of you that are online, our moderators are telling you in just a moment, you'll be getting that information towards the end of the service. We want you to fill that out, but we want you to stay right here and continue to listen to this. Also, just for those of you that may have been handed, how many of you got this Dream Team beautiful orange and white sheet today? Yes? Somebody hold it up. Did you? Yeah? No. Okay. This is something that we're going to hand out in just a few moments as well. So ushers, if you can make your way to pick these up as well. In just a few moments, we're going to have those because this is what we're going to be connecting on towards the end of our message today. So don't want you to get distracted. But as you are filling that out, just keep your ears open because I want to talk about the table. Again, everybody say, the table. Okay, so the table. How many of you still have dinner at the family table together? Can I see those hands up? Woo! That's good. Even if it's not at home, how many of you go to those restaurants all around Phoenix? Come on. We got some amazing food and restaurants in the city. And so the table is something that we want to talk about today. Because the table is a metaphor that I want to bring to you today that represents the church. The table is a metaphor that I want you to hear about representing the church. And see, at the table, at your house, do people come to the table? What do they find there? Usually food, right? We call, you know, I remember growing up and my mom would be in the kitchen and she usually gave me a few of the jobs to do. Like my job was all about making the salad for the dinner. And my job was also all about making the iced tea. Did you hear my accent come out on that one? My iced tea. Because we are from the South and we had to have iced tea with everything. And so I had my iced tea. Mom had me make that. She made me make the beautiful salad. And then we would sit, my mom and my dad and my brother and I would sit and have dinner together. And at that table, we would have some good food because my mom was a cook. That was her saying, yep, back there. Even though we were in ministry, we did a lot of restaurants and in other people's homes. But at our house, when my mama cooked, she cooked. And we sat at the table and we talked together. And we celebrated things together. And back then, we didn't have phones to where I would be texting all the rest of the time. You know what I mean? We actually had conversation. Somebody say conversation. Okay. Now, as we are checking these forms out, y'all just, once you fill that form out, just put it to the side because I'll tell you what we're going to do with that little handout in just a moment. But what we have been so excited to actually connect with on is how that this table represents the church. You see, the table is a place where people come and feed. In fact, you're at the table today. How you liking it? Awesome, awesome. It's amazing. The table is a metaphor where people come and eat. Now, the Bible talks about the table several times. So in the Old Testament, there is the talking, I don't know, maybe if you know about the showbread. The showbread is on a table within the temple, and the bread represents the bread of God's presence. And there, Psalms 23 talks about, he set before me a table in the presence of my what? There's another table illustration, right? So the bread of his presence is at the table. He says before me, the table in the presence of my enemies. And then he also talks about, even in Revelation 3, how that at the end, we are going to be sitting at a table and we're going to be feasting with him in the heavenlies. God is all about the table. And Matthew 26, Jesus even, it says he was reclining at the table at the Last Supper with the disciples. Everybody say, it's about the table. You see, the table is where everybody comes to get fed. That's where conversations are happening. That's where games are played. That's where homework is done. That's where people get to ask questions. You know, that's where things are supposed to happen, especially in your house, but also here at the house of the church. Is you get different people at the table and they get to connect. There's connection. Now, some of our young people may go, what are you talking about? I just drive through Chick-fil-A all the time, right? Y'all, let's just get back to the table. That's a word for all of us parents, is do your best to get the family back to the table. It's a beautiful time. And you know what? I would just have a nice little basket, and you just pass it around and say, put your cell phones right on in here, and we'll get them after we actually connect and talk. Come on, y'all. I need a bigger amen on that one. Parents, come on. You see, we're at the table. It's where we come and get what? It's where we come and get fed. And so John 6:35, I want to throw this up here on the screen. I want everybody to read this out loud with me. Ready? Read. Then Jesus declared, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. So when we come to the table and we eat, Jesus says, I am the bread. I am the bread of life. What does that mean? That means we are coming and we're being fed actually the bread of his presence, Jesus. So if you see this nice, beautiful loaf of bread right here, oh man, this looks amazing. The bread of his presence, that means that's him. When you come like you have done today, we soaked in the presence of God in worship. You are open right now and you're being fed the word, which is life, which is amazing nourishment to our spirit, to our soul. So guess what? So when we're at the table and we smell, how many of you love homemade bread? Yeah, I never have that in my house, but I hear that it is a wonderful thing to make. But I love Hawaiian rolls. Man, the spirit is moving about Hawaiian rolls right now. Come on. Hawaiian rolls, I can eat those with a little bit in the microwave, put some butter and put some honey on that. Jesus, hallelujah. The bread of his presence fills my house in that. I love those Hawaiian rolls. And so Jesus is saying, I am the bread of life. So think about that. When we come to the house, we're hungry and we want to eat his presence and let that quench our thirst. And so that's why the Bible even talks about, don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together at the table. Come on now, at the table, at the table, at the table. See, all of us have a hunger. And if we're trying to satisfy that with anything else but God, we're going to just constantly be hungry. You see, my little three-year-old, those of you that know Pastor Dave and I, we adopted our little girl, and we've had her from 2 months old on. She went from formula, she went to the baby food, and then we had her in the high chair, which we'll talk about in just a minute. We had her in the high chair, and she was like very, very picky, even to this day, of what she eats. Her favorite thing is Chick-fil-A chicken nuggets. And we kind of throw on that mac and cheese on the side. And all she wants is chicken nuggets. I have tried to do the vegetables. I have tried to do all the vegetables in every single way. Oh, y'all, dinner table has been a little stressful because it's, have you ever had a toddler? It's probably been a while that you've had a toddler at the table, some of you, but you should come and experience sometime. Food on the floor, fits, no, don't want it, all of those type of things. But she doesn't know that those vegetables are the what's going to nourish her and get her feeling strong and have all those antioxidants and all that kind of stuff, right? So my doctor, Dr. Lanre, has suggested put them all in these smoothies and bring it down to her level where she thinks it's candy. But that's all she wants, because somehow her taste buds have been wise, and she knows that's not what the shake that I get from McDonald's. Her taste bud goes, doesn't taste good. You try to add the honey, you try to do what else, that girl is smart. So I'm still working on it, P-Law. But here's the deal. She knows that all she really wants is candy and fruit snacks. And I ate my dinner. Can I have a snack now? And I say, no way. We got to finish our dinner. But I did. But I want my candy. And then we go through the whole rigmarole. Oh, hallelujah. Y'all pray for us right now. We're in that stage. But at the table, we still are all three right now at the table. And we say, Tori, I almost said Lacey. Tori. Lacey's my oldest daughter. I said, Tori, we are staying at the table. I'm done. No, we're here together. And I say, like, how was your day? What was the favorite part of your day? And we have these conversations. Doesn't matter if it's 3-year-olds, 30-year-olds, or 70-year-olds. At the table, I want y'all to repeat this after me. Everybody has a place. Come on now. And I want to say that here about church. Everybody has a place. Everybody. Amen. So when we are feeding on the word, and here's what happens. I'm sitting kind of at the head chair. So at our house, when we have company, Pastor Dave and I, he always sits here because he's the spiritual head of our house. He's the man. He's the king. Come on. Y'all know. Yeah. And so I don't do that. So he sits at the head of the table, and I always sit right here because I'm running back and forth our kitchen, you know. But I love, you ask all of my family, they know I absolutely loved dishes and tablescapes and teacups. And I just love it because you know why? It's the art of hospitality. Because I want, when somebody walks in my house, that they first see my welcome sign and my hey y'all coming on in. And I want them to feel when they open up that they smell the aroma of my awesome candles. Come on, Anthropology, yeah. And then as they walk in and they feel from the lighting to the comfort of my couches, my little pillows, and my little plants that are fake. And they walk in and they feel the kitchen that with the honey baked ham that I ordered, and they go, oh, and they all automatically, without us doing at the table, they already feel at home, right? And we've had people for years, we've been married, it'll be 33 years, we've had people in and out of our home, all people all around the world that have come into whatever home we've lived in. And that's what I do, is I put my music on, a little worship, maybe a little jazz on the side, and the candles, the food, and then they come to the table. And a lot of times I have place settings and their name right there, because I want them to know, I see you, and you have a place at our table. God had given me a revelation years back on how can I touch my family and my friends that come to Thanksgiving. And this is when I didn't have my little one around, but I would say, God, give me something that I can make them feel special. And he would give me a little note, a little scripture, a little nugget. And it was kind of like just a prayer. And I would roll it up into a scroll, tie it in a ribbon, set it on their little plate. And when they would open it up and, oh, open it up and read it. Some people would be brought to tears by that. Some people, to this day, they tell me, I still have that in my Bible. Y'all, it touches them. Now, I'm not saying kudos to Cherie. That's just part of the gift that God gave me. I love hospitality. But Pastor Dave and I feel the same about our church. We want you to walk into these doors, whether it's your first time, whether you know God or you don't know God, and you feel the presence. And you start smelling the bread of his presence. Come on now. In this sanctuary, that aroma draws you in. In fact, that's what we pray for, is that the bread of his presence brings people from the north, south, east, and west. And then when you come into this place, that's why there's the lights and the haze and the sound. And when you come in here, it's like it's all on purpose, and we work really hard. We're not perfect, but we work really hard to make it comfortable for you to connect to the bread of his presence. From the kids ministry that you don't have to worry about, to the restrooms being stocked. Come on, you know you want those stocked up. Come on, y'all. You want everything. It feels good so that you're like, oh, I love it here. And I want to come back and I want to be connected. And I want to bring somebody with me to the table of LifeLink Church. Come on. And so I want to talk about, you see, there's different people around the table, the different people. This is our church home. This is the place where at home there's these conversations and it's safe. It's a safe place. And when you come, you can feel free to talk about things and feel free to ask those questions. So that's what we do at the table. And then when you eat of the food and when you take of that, you get to push away from the table because you're nourished, you are strong, and you're able to go and face your day. You're able to go and do what God's called you to do. Because you have been nourished. Y'all get what I'm trying to bring about, okay? This is good. I know. Let's give God praise for it. It's a good thing. It's a good thing. So the chair, Pastor Dave at my house is here. But here at our church, he is the lead pastor. And so he's the one that gets, you know, this church is God's church. Jesus is the head of the church. But he has brought my husband and I here to have vision for the church and for our city. And so my husband sits at the seat here and brings the bread of his word every week. He's the dude with the food. All right. He's the dude with the food, man. And he comes and he prays God, God rained down manna, you know, in one of our Old Testaments. He's always about, I'm going to provide, and I know who's going to be there, and I'm going to bring it. I'm going to bring it, and it's up to them to receive that. So we work very hard to work on all of the things that are happening into this house, right? So anyway, as we are doing that, the dude with the food, so he comes and he sits right here, and then he I'm going to go over our chairs at the table, okay? So Pastor Dave is right here and he's talking, he's doing this, and then this person right here, this is all about, everybody say chair number one. Now, you're probably looking behind me because we've got somebody that's actually doing the work of God behind me. And that is my friend. Oh, he's still sweeping. Okay. You're going to see him in just a minute. But let me just tell you, everybody say chair number one. Chair number one is the person who does not know Jesus. Okay. They're welcome at the table. In fact, this is who we are all about. We're all about reaching people who don't know him yet, who are hurting, who are seeking. Yes, let's give the Lord praise for that. They are a part of this table, and they sit here, and they're coming in just like you do, and we want them to belong before they believe. I'm going to say that again. We want the unchurched, the people that don't know Jesus that are seeking, we want them to belong and feel that they belong before they believe. And so they're sitting here, and they eat the same bread that you do. Then I'm going to skip this chair, but I'm going to come back to it. But then we go to this chair, and this chair is chair number two. Everybody say chair number two. This is from the person that has been a part of our church and has been, in fact, I want to just say, people, if you are here and you are just coming to know and checking out if this is a place for you or even if God is for you, I'm going to say, come, give us about 4 weeks in this chair. Don't just taste today and make a decision. Give it about 4 weeks. Why? Because the bread of his presence will continue to draw you in. And I promise you, as you begin to learn how to talk to God, how to connect with him, it's going to change your life forever. It's going to change your family tree. Yes. So chair number one, don't just run and taste and run away. Stay right here give it 4 weeks, okay? And then as you move through that 4 weeks and you're sitting here and you're like, okay, I am not just going to say I belong, but I'm going to believe that Jesus sees me, loves me, and I'm going to be a follower of Christ. Now, I want to say one thing about being a follower of Christ. It's a little more than just saying, I believe. Because everybody can say, I believe in God. You know, I come from the South. I come from the Bible Belt of the Bible Belt. I've come from Dallas, Texas, which is the buckle of the Bible Belt. Right? I love my city. But we were pretty fat spiritually there. A lot of people say, I believe, but then wouldn't follow. Right? You can come to church and say, I'm a Christian. But really? Are we following after Christ? It's the whole thing about, does it make you a car if you're in the garage? Whatever that analogy is, right? Just because you're in church doesn't mean that you're a follower of Christ. So as we move from chair number one, we don't expect people to be mature in this area. We want them just to be belong and connecting. But as we're growing, and this is what's so beautiful about our church, is we say, come to the growth track. It's 4 classes. It's going to teach you how to know God and how to follow him. We're going to teach you how to read the Bible. We're going to teach you how to pray. We're going to explain what all this worship stuff is all about. And we're going to disciple. We're going to be with you, but we're going to also connect you with people that are on the same path with you. And a little further so that they can be friends with you. So this is chair number two, right? Right. It's all good. It's all good. And then there's chair number three. I'm going to come right around this way. This is chair number three. And number three is all about being a spiritually mature believer. Chair number three. And this is where a lot of people think they are and want to be. But there's 3 indicators that really, really shows if we are mature believers. And that is we share. Can we throw that up on the screen? We share. What do we share? We share our testimony. We share our faith. We share in responsibility. We share with each other. That shows a sign of maturity. It's not just attending a service and hanging out and then you're out and then you don't do anything with God until next week, right? That's kind of where chair number two is. right? But chair number three is all about, I want to grow. I'm all in. And so I'm going to share my faith, and I'm going to share about what God's done in my life. I'm going to share in bringing people to the church and really coming to the table so that we can eat. And then number two, it's all about serving. I'm going to not just share. I'm going to serve. I'm going to be a part of what is happening. I'm going to be a part of the vision. I'm going to be a part of actually building the table. I'm going to be a part of bringing, being involved, okay? Number three, it's all about sowing. You know what? I'm going to sow my time. I'm going to sow my talent. I'm going to sow my treasure. That's when you know that you have spiritual maturity. Is when none of those make you fidgety that I feel in this moment right now. This is where everybody's like, what time is it? What are we gonna do for lunch? She's getting a little bit close to me, right? And this is where we prayed at the beginning and said, Holy Spirit, have your way. Teach us, Lord. And this is not a message of condemnation. It's just finding out what chair you're in. Woo! Everybody is a part of the table, and everybody is welcome at the table. Chair number one, those that don't know Christ. Chair number two, those that are coming in and in process, which all of us are. And then chair number three, not being perfect at all, no, but still doing, I'm striving to share. I'm striving to sow. I'm striving to serve. Come on, y'all. This is what we're about. And so the table is all about moving. The table is always expanding. I've got 8 place settings here, but gosh, y'all know that the table, the church is even bigger for all types of people. Now, I want to just look over here over my shoulder and just bring up a little bit of this. And I don't know if it's in the light here, but this is the high chair. Now, what's this one all about? Let me just tell you a little bit. This is where people get stuck. We all get stuck, and we've all done it. I've done this, where I'm here, I'm growing, I'm learning, and then I'm like, okay. I'm heading to chair number three because I want to be mature, I want to whatever. But somehow I get over here, and I get a little bit cranky. Because church doesn't start at the time I want it. See, this isn't called the high chair. It's called the eye chair. The me, myself, mine. Again, this is where my toddler was and falls into those traps a few times. It's like, I want my meat. I want chicken nuggets. Well, today we're having broccoli and da-da. I don't want it. How does that apply to us when we're at the table, church? Pastor Dave is teaching us. Pastor Cherie is leading us. The worship people are saying, let's lift our hands. I don't want to. The worship's not my type of style. None of y'all say that. That's people that aren't here today. I just wish that Pastor Dave would just let the Holy Spirit flow. Because if he would do this, then I would do that. Now, I'm overreacting. Y'all know I am. Principals, think about it. I don't want to join a life group. They keep talking about small groups. When are they going to stop talking about small groups? If my friends were there, then I would go. I'm not going to say anything after that for a moment. Oh, you want me to serve? I don't want to. I've already paid my dues. I'm older. We're going to let the younger generation do that. I don't have enough time. I don't need to be on a dream team, but you better give me a good message, Pastor Dave, as they're in their little chair. Mwah. Mwah. Usually people in this chair are still on milk and not meat. Because if they were, oh, I know. if they were eating the meat, they would know that what they're saying is not right. And it's not about them. But it's all about chair three, which is all about sharing for others, sowing your time, your treasure, your talent, and serving. I don't want to go down there earlier than 30 minutes before service starts. I got to get my rest. Okay, little baby, go ahead and keep pooping in your pants. Y'all know my heart is really good. I love everybody. I do. Y'all, I'm not trying to be ugly, but I am telling the truth. Thank you. We all, even myself, have sat in this high chair. And sometimes we notice it, and the Holy Spirit says, it's time to get out of that. And we move. But some of us just hang out. Another chair that I wasn't able to actually get on the platform, but it's called the Lazy Boy chair. So we're going to make one. It's like, ah. Our bellies are so big, we can't even button our pants. In fact, we have to unbutton. Have you ever had a good meal and then you can't button your pants? That's why the elastic ones are so good. Yeah. So you're sitting there and it's like, all right, come on. Could you do some more programs for me, please? Thank you very much. Yeah. Entertain me, Pastor Dave. Worship, lights. Come on, hurry. I've got to get out. I got lunch going on. Oh, let me just rest. Oh, excuse me. Yeah, I got it. Amen. Yeah. Who's on my phone? Yeah. Okay, yeah. Dream team what? Nah. Okay, I'll see y'all next week. Yeah. Now, I'm not saying physically in the church people go to sleep, although they do, but I'm saying the enemy has tried to come and whisper in our ear, you're okay. You don't need to grow anymore. In fact, the world is okay. You just need to relax and not worry about praying. Don't be awakened to the issues that are happening spiritually. It's okay. It's okay. Shh. You're all right. It's called the lazy boy. You're just going to eat and eat and eat, but no sharing, no sowing, and no serving. And that's the enemy's plan. Somebody say, amen. So here's the deal. Everyone is welcomed at the table. Excuse me for turning my back. I'm not using my theatrical things here. Everybody's welcome at the table. Every generation, every race, every demographic, old, young, rich, poor, we're all there. And we need to stay connected together. So what does this look like practically? Well, like I said before, it starts with the pastor with the vision, the dude with the food. Everybody give it up for the dude with the food. The dude with the food. Now, again, the dude with the food is here, and he's here to bring amazing the bread of his presence, the bread of his presence. I'm going to do a scripture up here at the top where it says Hebrews 6:1. Can y'all throw that up here? It says, now is the time for us to progress beyond the basic message of Christ and advance in perfection. See, it's all about moving, the movement at the table. It's all about connecting right here at the table. It's all about enjoying each other's company at the table. We've got young, old, every single person is here. And it's about sharing your faith. It's about engaging with one another. It's all about eating the bread of his presence and being nourished together so that we can all get out and we can all go and do what God's called us to do. You see, it's all about the family at the table. Everybody say the table. The table is the church where people get fed. But there's a choice to be at this table, y'all. There's a choice because, see, there's always a side table over here. And sometimes we can look at this table and think, wow, they got it all together. I don't fit there. There's nobody that looks like me. Nobody has been through what I've been through. I'm just going to come over here. Or you may be one of those people that says, you know what? I don't like that kind of food. That's not really my type of vibe. I'm going to come over here and I think I'm just going to do my own thing. And I'll just kind of get out my own bread and, excuse me? You're inviting me over there? No, I'm okay. I got my own ministry. Oh, just a moment. I need to get my own ministry because actually, you know, I know they invited me to life groups and all of that, but they don't do it the way I would. So I think I'm just going to have my own food over here. Yeah, I know. I see some healthy stuff, but you know, I can just watch Christian television and get all I need. There we go. This is nourishing. I mean, I should invite some of the friends from LifeLink over here because I really don't want to be alone, but some of the people that I've connected with, yeah, we all feel the same. Oh, yeah, we've been talking about it. How that, you know, that we need to have our own way of doing things and don't want to be around. So let's just don't tell anybody about it. We'll just do it right here. It's okay. The conferences. Yeah, there's so many conferences that I'd love to go to. And actually, do y'all see what I'm saying? It's so easy for us. Excuse me while I try to swallow this. It's so easy for us to want to do our own thing on the side because we didn't like something. It wasn't our type. We didn't see our color or race. We didn't see our age group as much. Oh, but I don't go to the student movement. No. No, they don't have my friends there. Well, bring your friends. Yeah, they won't come. Do you see what I'm saying? We get and we sit over here and then we justify it until something happens and we're looking. Mama dies, daddy dies, I'm in a car wreck, I need help, a tragedy happens, and guess who they come to? Pastor, where have you been? What do you mean? At the table, there's a seat there. I see that, but I've been over here and you haven't even come and visited me. You haven't even called me. And I was in the hospital. A life group? You want me to be a life group? Now, she came over, but it was the wrong time. You know, and you want me to be a part of life? I don't have time for life groups. I'm busy. Do you know how many messages and what I do for a living? But you need to come over here. I need some money and I need some friends and it's the church that needs to help me. And I see you're pointing. So you're saying I'm welcome still at the table. At the table. Now, it's not that my sister did not come and reach out to me. Our life groups, our department leaders. And if they didn't, it's probably because we didn't fill out a connection card. A connection card is what we do every single week and say, reach out and fill the connection card. Let us know about your prayer requests. Let us know what you're walking through so we can be a part of that. Well, I don't want anybody in my business. Okay, you can eat some white bread over here in your peanut butter. And it's okay. It's a choice. But I'm going to tell you, God has more for you. God has a family for you. God has a table for you to eat and be nourished. And he will use the unchurched, because this guy looks so unchurched today. See, it doesn't matter what the outside looks like. It's all on the heart. Business people, doesn't matter if you have a suit on, God still looks at the inside of our hearts. Drug addicts, whatever, that you've been delivered, you've been through Celebrate Recovery, come on. People may already put you in a box because of what you look like, but God knows your heart. Y'all, every generation, every race, don't be here and don't be asleep to this. This is God waking us up. This is God waking us up. And he will use people that look a certain way as one of the most spiritual, mature people that I know. He uses every race and every age, the older generation with the younger generation at the table having conversation. I'm telling you, the visual makes more of an impact. This is what the body happens. This is what happens here at LifeLink Church. Every place, everybody has a table. But notice that there's an empty chair right here. And this is for the one that's not here yet. This is the one that each of us have in our lives that we haven't talked to, we haven't invited. We see them from afar and we're like, oh man, they would be so touched if they could come to the table, but I don't know. There's an empty chair at the table for everybody to invite. So what does this means? Today we're step four and we're actually focusing on what we call the dream team. Everybody say dream team. Our dream team are people that are volunteers that actually are more than volunteers. They're heroes in this house because they help actually make the table connect. They set up the table. They help make it look pretty. Come on. They help people get here. They help people clean it. They do the work. We call it the dream team. And everybody's a part of the dream team that say yes to Jesus and say yes to being a part of the table. We give them an opportunity to be a part of something bigger than themselves because it took the dream team to get things happen today for you to be sitting comfortably where you are. It takes people who will serve the house, who will actually begin to disciple the one-on-one, the unchurched. It actually, we have the classes, we have the programs. It has people like our greeters who are so cute and over there with the sign that are there to make you feel at home when you walk in the doors. It has our seasoned believers that are there to pray for anybody. It's our prayer teams that are down at the front. It's the people who clean the church, who set up the A-frame signs so you know directions how to get into the house. They're the ones that actually make things happen. It's not just Pastor Dave and Cherie. Jesus is Lord of the church, but it takes people who will say yes and will begin to pour to the next generation and hand them off an awesome dream team job as they skip on into life. And that y'all, is what makes the table so precious. Give it up for our wonderful people here today. Okay, as I'm coming to a close, I really hope you're getting this picture. I really hope that you can see that you belong at the table. And today, step four is all about being a part of our weekend serve teams. And many of you will say, oh, well, I go to weekend missions every first Saturday. Awesome, awesome. But that's not the dream team. Well, I go to the ladies' meetings and I go to the life groups. That's great, and I'm really glad you're connected, but that's not our dream team. Well, I went to the men's barbecue on Friday night, whoop, whoop, which I'm glad, but that's not the dream team. You see, God wants you to be a part of something that is bigger than you. You see, it's not just one chair that's empty. There are many chairs that God wants to fill with people who aren't here yet. He wants to expand the table. In fact, we are expanding to two services in September of this year. Yes, I'm so excited. And we're going to grow deep and we're going to grow strong, but we need the dream team filled to do two services for the people that are coming in. We need two services packed and filled with the bread of His presence, with worship and kids ministry filled. And we need people to connect and feel the vibe in the foyer so that others will come, and so that we can reach other places. We're going to expand to Queen Creek eventually. Many of you are driving, and I love that, because a church that's alive is worth the drive. Many of you are online here today, and there's a dream team place for you. We have online dream team positions that we need filled. Now, y'all don't get nervous and don't start saying, I got to go to the bathroom right now. Because right now, God is saying, what chair are you in? If you're new and you're in chair number one saying, I just got here and I don't really know God, and you belong here. You belong in the kingdom. You don't have to believe anything, but hang out for about 4 weeks. Watch what God does. Chair number two, you're sitting here and you've been coming here and you've been through the growth track, but you're not serving. You barely tell people about your faith. In fact, maybe you just come here once every 6 weeks. God loves you right where you are, but He's wanting you to move and not hang out in the high chair. We already talked about that. But for all of us to come to chair number three and say, God, I'm all in. I want to walk with you. I'm not going to be perfect, but I want to be more like you. And I want to share my faith. I want to share in the responsibility of building the kingdom. And so I'm going to sow my time. I'm going to sow my treasure. And I'm going to serve in the house. If you're not on a dream team, you think you're spiritually mature. But can I dare say, as your pastor, in the most humble way, there's more room to grow. Don't give it to just everybody else. Serve His kingdom. You're just wanting more volunteers, Cherie. No, I'm giving you an opportunity to step into life-giving, overwhelming, blow your mind fulfillment. Otherwise, you could stay in the high chair and sit in dirtiness, or you can be on your own and be out from under the authority and the anointing of a house that is under the power of the Holy Spirit. Nothing on its own, out from under a covering, survives. It's open for prey, or they become prey. It's open for attacks. And if there's an authority issue, go to God. If you don't agree, we're not the only table in the city. There are many great tables, churches in the city where we can go. And I would dare say what I'm saying to you today, be a chair number three in the church that God has called you to. Don't flounder. Don't try to do your own thing. Surely don't meant to throw any fits over here, but let's be all in at the table, because it's all about those that aren't here yet. And let me tell you, if we had a third of unchurched chair ones and a third of people growing in our church and a third of people who are walking in spiritual maturity, that is a sign of a healthy biblical church. It's not all spiritual maturity to where the chair number ones would not feel that they belong. And it surely isn't a bunch of people who decide, I don't know if I want to grow or not. It's all about all of us moving from one chair to the next, one chair to the next. Make room for more. Another chair. Make room for more, because they're coming from the north, the south, the east, and the west. And I'm saying, will you join us in watching the city come alive, not just at our church, but at many churches across the valley? If that is you, then I'm going to say, take that step forward today and say, I'm all in. Would you bow your head and close your eyes today? I want to pray for those that maybe you are in chair number one and you're saying, I really need Jesus. I'm tired of doing things on my own. I'm tired of trying to figure things out on my own. You see, Jesus is the bread of life. And today, the aroma of his presence has drawn you here, and it's not an accident. But he's saying, taste and see that I am good. I want to give you that opportunity to make him Lord. Not just say, I believe, and do the whole, say the prayer, and then you go back to whatever. This is all about making commitment to him and his kingdom. But I'm not perfect. You're not going to be perfect. But he's saying, come and I'll take care of you. He's your savior. He's your friend. Today, I want to give you that opportunity to say the prayer. And everyone, would you join with me? Say, Jesus, I come to you as chair number one. I want to be your child. I want to be a follower of you. I ask your forgiveness for sin, for selfishness. Create in me a clean heart. Renew a passion for life, to live your way and not my own. I give you my life. I give you my heart. In Jesus' name. With every head bowed and eye closed, I want to pray for those of you that are like, okay, I heard this message and I've been in chair number two, and oh man, I just need to keep growing. I just don't know how to do that. I'm going to pray for you today, and I want you to know that LifeLink is here. We've put so much together for you. We've got every step, your next step. There's no excuse. And today, the enemy will try to keep you back and keep you away from what God is really calling you into. So I want to pray for you. Father, I pray in Jesus' name for those that are in the waiting. They've accepted you, but they've fallen back and they don't know. It's just a back and forth kind of deal. God, I pray that they get rooted today. Rooted in you, that the bread of your presence, God, fills them and keeps drawing them closer and closer. I pray, God, that they begin to feed upon your word, that their prayer life, when they call out to you, that God, your presence will show up physically, that they can't even deny that you are real. I pray for the discipline, Lord God, of knowing that I've got to stay focused and rooted in you. And so I just pray for strength, God. No weapon formed against them will prosper. Lord, I pray for a hedge of protection around them, that the enemy would not come and try to use entertainment and worldly things that would keep them away from your presence. Lord, move upon their hearts today to take that next step. And God, I pray for chair number three, for people who know you, people who have been serving in the house, people who have been given their tithes, their offerings, even when it's been hard. God, I pray for a supernatural blessing upon them, for their faithfulness. But God, I ask, Holy Spirit, that you help them to keep looking outward and not inward. That God, they will see that the lost needs to find their place at the table. And that God, you will open divine connections and opportunities for them to share their faith and their testimony, because everybody has a story and it needs to be heard. So Father, bless them and help them know that they're valuable here at the table as well. Everyone has a place. Jesus, we need you at this moment. Could you just take a few moments with the Lord right now? And I'm going to close with one more little step. Everybody look right here at me. There's one more step that we do in step four. This is where I don't want the enemy to distract us or make us feel less than. Remember, we're all moving around the table. We're all saying, Jesus, I want to be at the table. I'm growing in you. But for those of you that said, I want to be a part of something bigger, I want to be a part of the dream team. You see, the sheet that you have in your lap right now, it says everything. It's our weekend dream teams, from Set Up, Tear Down, which is our link crew, to our kids ministry, to those, our worship team right here. We have singers and musicians. For those of you that are greeters, we just think you're the best ever. And those of you that usher in the house, we have our sound technicians, we have preteens. Y'all, there's things that we haven't even got to bring back from COVID yet, because we need more of our dream team leaders. Our coffee cafe, come on, how many of you want some coffee back? Yeah. Our bounce house for our kiddos. Come on, there's a place. And again, we're expanding. So if you're not on the dream team yet, come on. What are you waiting for? What part of the table did you not understand today? It's about not just you, but those that aren't here. And I'm talking to teenagers, I'm talking to everybody. Come on. God has a place. But once we make that decision, we're going to step out. And I'm going to have them put this on the screen. It's called our honor code. And it's something that I read every single time in our growth track. And it's helping people see that no matter where we are at the table, we're all in process. Because how many of you are perfect today? Raise your hand. Right? No, I'm not perfect either. Pastor Dave's not perfect, but we're in process. Everybody say process. But we do know that as we are growing, and as we step into leadership positions, and as we say, yes, I'm a believer, and I'm a follower of Christ, that God is saying, let's grow together. Because our influence makes a difference. And so there's something that we call the Leadership Honor Code. And those of you that are online, your moderators are going to give you the code to that. You can pull this up. But for those of you that are here, give me just 5 more minutes. Those of you that accepted Jesus for the first time, y'all, whew, you're here, you're ready. Come on. Those of you that are in chair number two, come on now. You're not wiggling in that chair, right? You're like, I'm rooted, I'm grounded. Tell me what I'm supposed to do next. And chair number three, come on, this is old news to you. You're like, yeah, let me lead the way. So our leadership honor code, I'm going to read it. As you read, follow the screen. Dream team members are an influential part of LifeLink Church leadership team. And because of that, we have a responsibility to reflect a life that demonstrates growth in a Christ-like character and life choices. As Christians, the way we live is of vital importance to the way others perceive Christ. And our conduct should never reflect poorly on Christ, but should represent the best qualities of a growing Christ follower and servant leader. LifeLink Church leaders are expected to grow in demonstration the Christian disciplines of Bible reading, prayer, and fasting. Okay, that's pretty much chair number three. And chair number two, who are leaning in. Chair number one, we just want you to belong. We want you to belong before you believe. It's okay. But we know that after you hang around for a while, you're going to go, woo, I want a little more, and I'm going to move my way on over. So we're asking for people on our dream team. And again, we're all in process, but to lean in to what God has called us to do. And this is where the enemy will trip us up. Somebody say, tripping us up. And I'm going to tell you right now, the enemy will. But this is of love, and this is pastoral coaching of saying, let's move in together. No perfection, but let's lean in. Look on the screen. In addition to the Bible reading, prayer, and fasting, this is something we want to grow together in. LifeLink leaders, let's refrain from the use of illegal drugs or behavior-altering substances. And if that's an issue, y'all, you need to be at CR here on Monday nights where everybody's got habits and hang-ups and hiccups in their life. CR is all about let's get help together. Number two, the abuse or the excessive addictive abuse of alcohol and tobacco. And we ask for dream teamers that work with our young people, our students in young adult ministries, that you actually are abstinent from those because of the influence of a 16-year-old that would look at you as a leader in their life. Now, wait. Pastor Sri, did you just say we can't drink? Nope, sure did not. Saying the addictive and excessive abuse. We, as pastors, we don't. Because it's a stumbling block for some, because there's some people right here in this room that go to CR because they've been tripped up with alcohol and it messed up their life. The last thing they want to see is their pastor kegging it down, right? So we just don't, but we're not asking you to. We're just saying don't get drunk to where you would be out of control. And you know I'm right about that, y'all. Come on. Number three, immoral sexual conduct, sexual activity outside of marriage with someone of the same gender. The use of pornography. Wow, Pastor Sri, you're hitting home right here. Again, chair number one, we want you at the table. Come on, bring everything in. Jesus is here to heal, set free, and deliver. Hey, but I'm still in chair number two, and I'm still struggling. It's okay. Jesus is here to set free, heal, and deliver. Hey, I'm in chair number three. I've been struggling with this for a while. It's okay. Jesus is here to heal, set free, and deliver. Yes. But if we don't talk about it, the enemy will say, yeah, go to church. I'm a believer, but you're not a follower of Christ, because his word says these things in here. But just because we come to church does not mean that we're a follower. And this is what I'm pastoring in today. No condemnation, but God is saying, come unto me. I'm going to help fulfill you to where you won't have to have this stuff to help fill in the void. Number four, intimate cohabitation with someone of the opposite or the same gender. We're in a new season in our society. Sin is sin. And God says having sex outside of marriage and even with the same gender, and you say, but we are married, but God has some things to say, and he loves us where we are. There is no condemnation, but he's saying there's a better way, and I'm here to lead you. I'm here to hold you. I'm here to fulfill you. But guess what? Everyone's accepted at the table. Even those who are same sex are accepted at the table. LifeLink is about reaching everyone. So if you struggle in any of those areas, it's okay. You're welcome here. But to be a leader and an influencer, we're asking, let's grow. Let's walk through process together. And let's let him have his hand in healing. Number five, any behavior which may cause Christ to grieve and others to stumble. You know, as we're leaders, you know, I always say, and everybody laughs at this when I say, wouldn't it be funny if Pastor Sherid was leading worship or preaching, and then she's out behind the church after church smoking a joint because marijuana makes me feel good. Y'all are laughing because y'all know that wouldn't be me. But what would it do to you if you saw me as a leader? And how would that influence your 14-year-old? That's all I have to say is, as we step in, which you don't have to be perfect. If you're struggling, let's get help. Instead of saying, no, I'm at the table and I'm not perfect, so I'm not going to be a part of anything. If I can't be that, I'm going to sit over here, and then we're not being fulfilled. But if I have to give up my weed and give up my alcohol, no, we didn't say, did we say? We're saying, let's just move forward. Do you know what I'm saying? So by providing an example in speech and action, we encourage others to grow in Christ and become servant leaders themselves. This is a way of life measured by the heart and commitment of each leader in the LifeLink Church family. And we should regard it as a central part of our development, our process, our growth, not as an imposition or restriction. Well, that church, see, church is all the same. They judge you, they criticize. Not here. Not here. But when you fall in love with Jesus and you smell the aroma of his bread and his presence and it fills you, there's nothing that can keep you away from letting go of things that have held you. His love and his presence, it will set us free from things that have held you back from a true, fulfilled life. God loves us right where we are today. So I'm encouraging you, church, today. What chair are you in? We've already prayed over that, and I pray that you have taken that step forward. This today, after we leave church, we are having what you would call a showcase fair. On the way out, we have all of our dream team representatives, our coaches, available for you to take that sheet that you have, go out there and ask questions. If you're interested in being a greeter, our greeters are right out there. They're going to help you get connected. We're not telling you to sign up for a team today at all. We're saying go to several tables. I'm interested in kids ministry. I'm interested in being a musician on the platform. I'm interested in doing something bigger than myself. They're going to take your name. They're going to get your information, and then they're going to give you a call this week. You don't have to sign up for anything today. It's all about just connecting. But I will say, we'll be praying for you because we know your heart is ready to move to the table and be who God's created you to be. Your gifts, your talents, your abilities to make an impact in our community. Father, we thank you again for this word today. We ask, Holy Spirit, that you make sure that we leave this place, God, with filled hearts, with inspiration. And God, we thank you that your word is alive and has taken root. I come against every dark spirit and strategy. I come against every offensive spirit that would try to withdraw people from the heart of this message today. You have no power and no place because this word is straight from the Holy Spirit and it's straight from God's living word, which makes change. Growth means change. And Father, we all said we want to grow today. So we give you praise and glory for all that you are and all that you're doing in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Come on, give him a praise.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast. We pray that you are blessed by God's word. For more information, visit lifelinkchurch.com.